Hello, welcome to the best podcast ever, GJJ, today with Gabriela Vaca and Juan Pablo Cardona. So, let's begin talking about the great concern of today's population, the hacking and internet fraud. So, I'm very glad of having you here in today's program. I hope you enjoy it a lot. So, I think we should begin. There's nothing more to say. So I will let you with an expert on this. Good luck.
Hello, welcome back to GJJ Podcast. Thank you, Juan Ricardo. So now let me give you some context about this topic. Recently, hacking and internet fraud has become a huge problem around the world. Last year, there were more than 2,000 frauds about hacking, while this year the amount increased a lot. More than 3,000 frauds are done. Why does this happen? Can we avoid it? The answer is yes, we can. But first, let's talk more about how users suffer nowadays because of the hackers. Hackers usually gain your personal information by sending insecure links, lying in calls, etc. Now, to know more about this topic, why don't we interview people that experienced this situation and how did they get over it? They are well-known people who can deeply talk about this topic. Let's start the interview. What do you know about hacking and frauds?
One day I was scrolling down my computer and I entered a link where I got hacked, so I called my dad because he's a technician and he helped me out.
What do you know about hacking and frauds?
That is a tool for people to access your personal and private information via, I don't know, misleading information, links or whatever they have in mind.
Okay, so have it ever happened to you?
Not yet. I think that I have avoided it due to strong passwords.
Okay, so tell us your story.
Well, I remember that when I was like in 2017, I was starting my experience as a teacher. Some students tried to hack my account. And what they didn't know is that I know a little bit about computers. So I managed to keep my information safe by having a double check security access, something like that, and by having strong passwords with different characters.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, now that we know more about this topic, let me give you some advice to avoid these kind of situations, fraud. First, as a group podcast, GJJ, we want to invite you to create an online account with your code GJJ Podcast. It's rare and keeps your information. Also, take into account that you should always look in the secure symbol and each URL if it doesn't have the secure lock. For any reason, check it. Thank you for listening. See you in the next podcast, GJJ Podcast.
Thank you very much, GJJ out. Thank you for listening to us today, and I hope you listen to us in the next program. Bye!